March for Women, March for Science, March for the Amygdala. This is Sandra Tsinglo with the lowdown on science. There are many opportunities today to protest the status quo. But what inspires us to march? Hannah Nahm at Stony Brook University researches the amygdala. That's the almond-shaped cluster of neurons in our brain that controls our emotions, memory, and decisions. Nahm gave volunteers a questionnaire that measured their political ideologies from conservative to liberal. She also probed their satisfaction with current social structures. Finally, she scanned the subjects' brains with an MRI to measure amygdala size. Results? Those with a larger amygdala were more conservative and less likely to take to the streets. Those with a smaller amygdala were classified by the researchers as more liberal. Nahm thinks a larger amygdala may do a better job of accepting the status quo. I don't know, brain. Things seem pretty good. They could definitely be a lot worse. They also found that those with smaller amygdalas were more likely to have attended a past protest, mostly for liberal causes. So let's all chant together, "Hey ho, amygdala go!" We'll work on it.
The Lowdown on Science is produced by LDOS Media Lab in partnership with the University of California, Irvine Science Communications and 89.3 KPCC. On the web at lohdownonscience.org.